got a great maritime family too, and so we have several fishing vessels that were out there that are also assisting in the search.
The Coast Guard suspends its search for a local fisherman, and a review of some of this year's premier Northwest Coast art from Celebration. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a Haines fisherman who went overboard early Wednesday morning. Coast Guard watch standards in Juneau received a call just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday that 63-year-old Richard Boyce had tripped and fallen overboard while trying to untangle gear from his boat's propeller, according to Petty Officer 3rd Class Jonathan Klingenberg of the Coast Guard. Boyce and his daughter were commercial fishing on the 39-foot fishing vessel, the Eleanor S., near Mab Island, just south of Berners Bay and about 25 miles north of Juneau. Once Boyce's daughter made the radio call that there was a man overboard, other fishing boats and tenders converged on the area, with the first boat arriving near the Eleanor S. in less than 10 minutes. Haines fisherman J.R. Churchill said the fleet organized themselves with the movement of the tides and using grid patterns to search for Boyce. Greg Bigsby, another local fisherman that was at the scene, said at least 30 boats arrived in the area to assist.
But the fleet was, it was really sight to see, just all the respect that the way that the fleet did respond.
The Coast Guard deployed a 25-foot response boat from Juneau and a Jayhawk helicopter from Sitka. They arrived on the scene in about an hour and searched for about 12 hours before suspending it late Wednesday, Klingenberg said.
We saturated more than 60 square mile radius. And not only was it the Coast Guard that was out there, but, thankfully for, we got a great maritime family too. And so we had several fishing vessels that were out there that are also assisting in the search.
He said weather in the area was calm with winds of 10 miles per hour, 2-foot seas, and good visibility. The water temperature was about 45 degrees. But Boyce was wearing dark green rain gear when he went over, and recent extreme tides were causing strong currents in the area. The Coast Guard said he was not wearing a flotation device when he went overboard. Churchill and others accompanied the Eleanor S. and Boyce's daughter back to the Haines Harbor on Wednesday afternoon. Many Southeast Alaskans may think of regalia and dancing when they think of Celebration that's held every 2 years in Juneau. But the cultural festival also features a competition and showing of the best in Northwest Coast art. This year, there were 32 pieces from 21 artists that set the high watermark of craftsmanship. There are also pieces that go outside the boundaries of what is considered traditional art with new forms or techniques. Matt Miller has this review from Juneau.
The art competition was held in conjunction with Celebration, the biennial Native dance event and the largest Native cultural gathering in Southeast Alaska. It was held in Juneau in early June. The art show, organized and sponsored by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, is intended to encourage art creation and development. Nathan Jackson is a renowned Ketchikan-based carver and a judge for this year's competition.
Our art is flourishing. It's still going. It's still continuing. People look at artwork and say, we are trying to continue our art form. We are who we are.
In previous years, submissions were divided into two categories, traditional and contemporary art. Masks and woven baskets would fit into the former category, while glasswork would be in the latter, for example. But what is new or contemporary or non-traditional art may itself become traditional as more artists pick up on a change in medium, a form, or a new technique. This year, judges for the competition were told to dispense with the old categories. Instead, artwork was judged in the areas of customary or customary-inspired Northwest Coast art. Nathan Jackson judged the customary category. He says he looks for a well-thought-out concept or idea and complete symmetry. He also looks for a paint application, clean cuts, and type of wood selected.
In dealing with wood, for instance, whether it's vertical grain or slash grain, or already knowing through experience that, like for instance, if I was to choose yellow cedar, It's bound to check and crack. Alder has a tendency of doing that.
Peter Corey, Northwest Art Scholar and a former curator at Sheldon Jackson Museum, judged customary inspired art. He describes Northwest Coast art as strong with the form line design that appears to be pushing its bounds, the predominant and contrasting red and black colors, and the blue and green in recessed areas. But he says that's changed recently.
There's that force of the strength of the colors combined with the form line design, which has an energy to me that bursts out. And so obviously as a juror, a piece has to say something. Is it something that you want to live with, you want to have around? Sometimes there's art that's so strong you can't live with it for a long time. I mean, it's just too forceful. And then there are sometimes that things are so weak they don't speak to you. So I have it.
In the customary category, Archie Cavanaugh won first place with his Eagle Man mask. Sonia Koenig-Johnson's Spruce Root hat came in second, and third place went to Ruby Hughes for her vest titled Woodworm Woman. Sea Alaska heritage officials say Koenig-Johnson only took up weaving during an instructional program in Hoonah 6 years ago. Cavanaugh called his winning mask meant to symbolize a transformation from eagle to man a hard and complicated project. Visualizing the project and making sure the form lines and symmetry are just right.
I take my time to make sure that I not only dream about it, I visualize it in my dream, I visualize it in my brain, I visualize it in my inside spirit. And so I progress very slowly, just like I carve very slowly. I don't go around dark corners. I know exactly and precisely. I'm a perfectionist. That's the bottom line.
Cavanaugh also submitted a Raven's Head hat that was selected for display. In the customary inspired art category, Harmony Haas won first place for her beaver purse. Clarissa Rizal was second for her Argolite totem, and Shigin Dutan George took third with her woven octopus bag. Rizal says her art was inspired by a dream. She used charcoal on canvas that was then wrapped around a custom-built totem. The light spaces simulate the reflected light shining off of the Argolite and the dark charcoal, the carved areas.
It's basically abstract. But towards the top, there's a raven and eagle, and, you know, when you come down further, you're not quite sure what is there. And that's the whole thing, is that I was just using Northwest Coast form line elements overlapping one another. Now, some people say that it's a Jim Schopert influence, and really it isn't. Jim Schopert didn't overlap his stuff. Mine, I'm overlapping images.
George entered a Chilkat apron with cedar bark backing and a button blanket that drew on traditions from the indigenous Ainu people of Hokkaido, Japan. But it was her experiment of woven raven's tail and cut out copper pieces for the octopus bag that caught the judge's eye.
I had been talking with a friend about an apron, and we were talking about doing octopus tentacles off of it. And I thought, well, I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. Oh, I should try it on an octopus bag. And then I just started thinking about the floral designs that are usually on octopus bags and thought about how I could incorporate that. And then I had done cutting copper a long time ago. And so I thought, oh, that would be kind of cool. So let me try that.
Cash prizes of $1,000, $750, and $500 were awarded to the top three in each category. Best of Show Award of $1,500 went to Arthur Nelson for his Raven Bowl. The monetary award is likely only a small consideration for the winning artist, perhaps even the recognition itself as well. Clarissa Rizal may have had the best comment about the art-making process when she described tweaking a favorite design for her various works.
Take this design, change it a little bit, play with it. Really, art is all about playing and discovering what works, what doesn't work. It's a release of creativity, energy, movement. It's great therapy. I don't know how people live without doing some kind of creative act.
The artworks selected for Celebration 2012 Juried Art Show were on display at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. But if you missed it, then you can check out a slideshow of their work at our website at ktoonews.org. A virtual gallery will remain there indefinitely. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. Special thanks to Matt Miller for his report. Check out khns.org for more than just your local news. On our news page, you'll find news from sources around the region, state, greater U.S., and Canada. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support.